Yeah, a lot of fun with the food.
And maybe 10 years ago or so, we started a thing with mystery meat. Of course, that was started by Matt.
It's a misnomer. You know, people think that Matt, being as so whacked as he is, started mystery meat. But it's not true. It is actually Bill's brother-in-law, Ron, Mindy's brother, started mystery meat. Came down one year. Ron used to love coming down, and he still does. Loves to come as often as he can. Came down one year with head cheese and tripe.
If I recall, we were all sitting around cooking dinner one night around the campfire. Matt came up, threw something down on the grill, and was all kind of wondering what it was. You know, what is this? You know, and if I recall, he said it was tripe. And for those that don't know, a tripe is the seventh stomach of a cow.
And people are like, what? He says, I just grabbed it out of the freezer or something. And he says, I'm not eating it. So we threw it on the grill. And it stayed there all weekend. You know, it burned to a crisp within the first 2 hours. But we still moved it around enough to, how's that tripe doing? Almost done. After about 48 hours. And that was the start of the mystery meat. Ron Rogers. And then after that, Manny took it to a whole new level.
And that started the whole mystery meat routine. And over the years, there's been some good ones from pig snout to pig ears to bull balls. I think Dave has a good recollection of the bull balls. I think somebody told me it was veal scallopini. I think he kind of enjoyed it rather much until he found out what it actually was. But
the bull balls, well, a special year in veal piccata. Well, sure, thank you. Or the bull ball sandwich that John Swears almost wolfed. I mean, John was passed out in the cabin, passed out with the visqueen up. I think that was the visqueen year, maybe not. And passed out, leaning up against a chair in the freezing cold cabin. And we had just seared the bull balls on the fire out front, and Maddie cut up some slices and put them on a bun, a hard bun, and was walking around asking people if they wanted a veal piccata sandwich. And, you know, most of the people saw what had just transpired with Maddie cutting up them bull balls. No thanks. John passed out. Maddie walks up and shakes him and wakes him up. And, John, you want a sandwich, hot roast beef right off the grill? And he was like, hmm? Yeah, okay. Takes it and gets it close to his mouth before we just couldn't do it anymore. No, dude, don't do it! Big bull ball sandwich coming.
You know, got your side of beef on the grill, eating a good meal, you know, after hiking and partying and drinking all day, getting ready to do some more partying and drinking for the night. Matt come up, throw something on the grill there, you know. The pig balls was kind of funny. They kind of seared and squealed when you poked them with the poker. Pig snout, smoke and steam coming out of the nostrils. That was kind of weird. The first mystery meat I ever brought were hog balls. Got them through a vendor through work, a place I worked at. And took them out to, took them out to the pit outside the cabin. And we started cooking them things up. And they started expanding. And expanding, and then I saw the veins popping through them, and so I picked up a poker, regular fire poker, threw it at a fireplace and stuck it right in the middle, and they started squealing like that. I think like six guys grabbed their stuff, you know, going oh. And that was all done. Then I took one up to the cabin and I said, I'm gonna find a sucker, and there was one sucker there, drunk and hungry. So I said, hey, you want something to eat? So I took it and I cut it up, put it on a bun, I threw some mustard and mayo on it, and he was ready to dig into it and eat it. And then Andy, Dan, stopped and said, no, don't eat that, don't eat that. It pissed me off so bad, because it would have been great. But it didn't happen. So over the years, I did my little hot sauce thing, and, you know, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and then finally, I got the veal with the capers and the lemon sauce. And I know I got at least two people on that. And don't need no retaliation, thank you. But even though it was a little chewy, the best comeback I heard on that was, just tell me what the hell I ate. and that ain't no bull. So it's been a pleasure recanting a couple of my memories, and I'm sure there's more in the recesses of my mind somewhere, but that part of my mind is long and gone.
Matt offers you something at the winter camp. Be leery before you take it. Make sure he eats it before you do. That's all I can say.